This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. A United Airlines plane departing from Denver to Nashville collided with a de-icing truck at Denver International Airport amid heavy snow this morning. One employee with the de-icing company was transported to the hospital. No other injuries were reported among the 122 passengers and six crew members on the plane. More than 1,000 flights leaving DIA today have been delayed. State lawmakers have failed for a third year in a row to delay public records requests. A bill to extend wait times for the production of government documents failed in the state Senate yesterday. State Senator Katie Wallace cast the deciding no vote.
I believe that the government should provide transparency and accountability every chance it gets to its people. When governments start hiding or even appearing to hide, it's a bad thing for representative democracy.
The bill aimed to lessen the burden on local governments that claim to be swamped by records requests. Media organizations, including CPR News, testified that there are already major obstacles to getting records, including fees and denials. And an editor's note that no CPR News leadership involved in lobbying on this bill reviewed this story before it aired, nor had editorial influence on it. Denver's iconic hotel, the Brown Palace, is up for sale. Crescent Real Estate, a company out of Newark, bought the hotel and spa and adjacent Holiday Inn Express for $125 million. It confirmed the listing to Denverite, although the current asking price isn't publicly known. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.